Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Jazz by one. Garland dancing, fires, long three, no good. Rebound tipped around at the rim. Horn sounds. Jazz win.
The Utah Jazz win a very fun, energy-filled Sunday afternoon game where the number one ranked offense in the Jazz faced the number three defense of the Cavaliers in Cleveland. The Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell started hot after a big win Friday night against Boston. Donovan scored a quick 10 points in the first 5 minutes of the game and scored 15 in the quarter. But the Cleveland Cavaliers and Darius Garland also shot the ball well in an early offensive battle to keep the game close at the end of the first quarter, as both teams were well above the league average for offensive efficiency.
Donovan crossover, pull up Jay. He's retreating. It's going down. Donovan knew when it left his hand he was going back the other way, and that's another hot shooter for the Jazz.
Except
Donovan spinning in the lane, switches from his left to his right and floats it up and in. Garland.
By my.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Behind a pick, fires a three and rattles it in. Through the lane, blocked at the rim by Allen. Second block of the night for the Cavaliers. Garland transition three. Good. Donovan takes it from the sea of Cavalier logo and hits. My goodness. Donovan Mitchell, who came into this game in the last three games averaging 28 points a game, has opened up with 10 in the opening 5 minutes. And now the Jazz switching one through five. Garland takes a three from the top over Rudy Gay and hits. And Darius Garland coming off maybe the best game of his career in Washington with 32 points hitting seven threes is still rolling. Donovan feeling it himself. He walks up the left side, fires a three and hits. He has 13 in the first quarter.
Is this another Boston Celtics game here?
It might be. Donovan driving down the middle of the lane. No one's there. He rises up and rocks and rolls it home. Timeout in Cleveland. 26-24. Donovan Mitchell has 15. And he has scored 13 of the Jazz last 16 points.
The Jazz did not cool off in the second quarter as the shooting continued to rain. However, halfway through the second quarter, the Jazz went scoreless for 4 minutes as the Cavaliers went on a 12-0 run, giving them the lead. The game was tied 9 times in the first half with 10 lead changes.
Pick and roll straight down the middle. Bogdanovich in the corner for another three. This one's good again. And the Jazz have 10 threes in the first half. Tonight, Rudy Gay left wing three is good.
Gets it right
and the
back.
Jazz have not cooled off any. They are 8 of 15 from three tonight. And if you're wondering, one of the questions we had with this seven-game stretch of the Jazz playing against top 10 defenses, whether this offense is really that good, so far the answer is yes. Conley comes back off a Gobert pick, drives, finds Ingles again. Try once, try again, young children, because if you fail the first time, keep trying, says Joe Ingles, and he buries the three. Bounce pass, skip pass to O'Neal for a three, good. Wow. Donovan Mitchell just threw an over-the-head bounce pass, skip pass, and Royce O'Neal hit the 3-9-0 run by the Jazz just like that. It's 55-50 Utah. CeeDee Osman, right side three is good. Porter Mobley's three is good. He heard me. Garland comes behind the back on the rebound. Cut off by Conley. Trailing is Markkanen. Average three-point shooter he hits. Here's Garland. He's on the same planet as Donovan, and it's scorching hot. Down low to Mobley, and he dunks it. Push ahead by Rubio. Right side Mobley. Back to Love. Deep knee bend, fires the three and hits. That's his spot on the floor.
The Utah Jazz picked up right where they left off, against one of the best third quarter teams in the league. However, Cleveland didn't go away as the young Cavaliers went on a 15-0 run at the beginning of the fourth quarter, come all the way back and tie the game at 97.
Gobert taps it out to O'Neal, pushes ahead to Conley. Donovan is slow getting up the court, so Conley now waits for him. Bounces the pick and roll to Royce, kicks out to Bogdanovich, back to O'Neal in the corner. Donovan chest to Conley, blows by Allen, right hand dribble. Jazz rotate around the outside. Donovan's left open with a three with two on the clock. And that is basketball put in the Louvre.
That is
something else right
that's
there.
That's not even basketball 101, is it?
That is in the Louvre, ladies and gentlemen. probably Springfield, Massachusetts, but I've been to that Hall of Fame, and it's not as nice as the Louvre. So put that where the greatest art pieces in the world are, right next to the Mona Lisa. Conley with his green shoes and his white tights and the Jazz white uniforms. Conley's got the best plus-minus of any player. He crosses over, pulls back on Markkanen, rattles it around, it dances, and it'll go home. Oh, they had a good time at the dance, and they're bringing it home with a three, and the Jazz are up by 15. Markkanen cross-court pass, Osmond, their best three-point shooters offline. Markkanen jam follow. They only have 12 second chance points, and it feels like they are pummeling us on the glass. Duro, wide open corner three again, and this time he makes it. Rudy Gay gets strips. Jetty Osmond goes the other way and throws it down. Timeout, Quinn Snyder. Cross-court skip pass to Rubio. Conley defending. Rubio fires the three and hits. Transition. Osmond for three. Good. Cavaliers have cut what was a 12-point deficit down to two. Osmond, cross-court pass to Rubio. Driving the lane, aggressively scooping and scoring. Timeout, Quinn Snyder again. ...15-0 run by Cleveland. And Utah and the Cavaliers are tied with 8:42 to play.
The Utah Jazz found themselves in another tight game in the clutch as they have lost two games in the last 3 weeks to buzzer beaters. Listen to the final moments of the game with David Locke and Ron Boone.
Donovan really grinding, has 35 points. Darius Garland, who is establishing himself as the future of the Cleveland Cavaliers, has 27. 106-104. Conley kicks O'Neal, drives the baseline, cut off by Rubio, skips back to Conley, three from the right side, swish, Mike Conley. 106-103. Can anyone get a stop? Not if guys shoot like this. It's not bad defense, it's eccentric offense. Garland, guarded by Donovan. 107-106 Jazz. Mobley, right side three, no good. Rebound, Gobert. 2:28 to play. Jazz winners of 7 of 9. Donovan working the right side. Pass deflected and stolen by the Cavaliers. Turnover. Guys are tired. Rubio driving. Conley goes down, no call. Allen sets Rubio back up for a set shot. Three, no. Rebound. O'Neal, Ricky Rubio, 1 of 8 this year from 3 in the clutch. 2 minutes to play. Guys are really tired. Donovan is walking. Gobert is walking. So are the Cavaliers. Mobley's just grabbing his shorts on the far side. Conley working Garland at the top. High pick and roll with Gobert. Skips it to O'Neal. Fires the three over Mobley. No, offensive rebound Gobert. Spins back the lane. Goes to the rack and absolutely packed it with a left hand of viciousness. And the Jazz lead at 109-106. Ho ho, Rudy! 1:34 to play. Garland, Donovan tethered to his chest. Garland shakes it, pull up mid-ranger, good. He is so in control. Such a terrific player. 109-108 Jazz. 1:22 to play. Conley at the top. Comes off a Gobert pick with a long dribble. Now works into the yellow paint. Low dribble to the rack, lost the ball out of bounds. Jazz ball. They don't review this anymore, and Cleveland has already used their challenge. And this is why you don't like to use your challenge earlier in the game. Because this ball is off Mike Conley.
Absolutely.
And they can't challenge it. Inbound Bogdanović, open three, right side, swirled deep in the cup, popped out, little justice. Basketball justice right there.
That would have been double jeopardy, wouldn't it?
It sure would have seemed unfair. Jazz up by one, under a minute to play. Garland, former top five pick, 6'1". Grew up in Gary, Indiana, working on O'Neal. Drives into Gobert, swatted down to the ground. Donovan tries to save it. Out to half court, Markkanen has it. Gives to Rubio. Rubio fires the three as the shot clock expires, misses. O'Neal grabs the rebound with Allen all over him. Man, the frantic energy of this game is just incredible and almost impossible to keep up with. 109-108. Jazz by one. Shot clock's at 10, game clock at 28. Donovan explodes in the lane, blocked by Mobley, picked up by Rubio. Shot clock's off. JB Bickerstaff wants a timeout. The Jazz have lost two games already this year on buzzer beaters. 17.9 to play. 109-108. Jazz by one. Garland has not made a three in clutch play all season and has only came in only 5 of 17.
He's made five threes here tonight.
Rubio will conduct. Shot clock is off. Garland at the top, driving on Conley. Stops, twirls, off balance, passes back out to Markkanen. 8 seconds left. Garland resets with seven. Jazz by one. Garland dancing, fires, long three, no good. Rebound tipped around at the rim. Horn sounds. Jazz win.
The Utah Jazz were able to close out what ended up being a thriller against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Jazz are back on the road again Wednesday night as they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Bobby Love, and this has been your Utah Jazz Game Rewind.